All right, welcome to a deep dive into the world of dog ownership. You're thinking of bringing a furry friend into your life, and that's awesome. But before you fall head over heels for those puppy dog eyes, let's talk about the financial side of things. We've got a cost calculator, budgeting guides, and some insider tips to help you avoid any unpleasant surprises along the way.
That's right. We're going to help you figure out if you can truly afford a dog in 2025.
Okay, so hit me with it. What's the average cost of owning a dog these days?
Get this, over $1,000 per year. And remember, this isn't just a one-time purchase. It's an ongoing commitment for the life of your dog. Think of it as like adding another line item to your budget, just like your rent or your streaming services.
Over $1,000 a year. Wow. I knew it wasn't cheap. But that's more than I expected. So what does that break down to each month?
On average, you're looking at somewhere between $50 to over $500 per month, of course. That can vary a lot depending on the choices you make and the specific needs of your dog.
Okay, so a pretty big range there. I'm guessing things like breed, age, and even where you live can impact those costs, right?
Absolutely. For example, did you know that a routine vet checkup in New York City could easily be twice as expensive as the same checkup in rural Montana?
Whoa, really? I had no idea location could make such a big difference in vet bills.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people don't consider. But before we get into those specifics, let's focus on the top three costs that every potential dog owner needs to know about, the non-negotiables.
All right. Let's talk about those must-know expenses. Lay it on me.
The big hitters are adoption fees, routine care and vaccinations, and heartworm prevention. You can't really skimp on these if you want to be a responsible dog owner.
Makes sense. So let's break those down one by one, starting with adoption fees.
Adoption fees can range from absolutely free to over $350, depending on where you adopt from. Shelters and rescues often have lower fees than breeders, and they do incredible work.
Okay, so adoption seems like a good option if you're trying to keep costs down initially. Plus, you get to give a dog a loving home. What about routine care and vaccinations? How much should we budget for those?
You'll want to set aside about $100 to $350 per year for regular checkups, vaccinations, flea and tick prevention, and other preventative care. Even if your dog is generally healthy, those routine visits are crucial.
Right, because preventing problems is always cheaper than treating them down the line. And then there's heartworm prevention, which I know is super important.
Yeah, heartworm disease can be serious, even fatal, for dogs. The good news is prevention is relatively inexpensive, ranging from about $24 to $120 per year.
Hold on, why is such a big price difference? Is one type of heartworm medication better than another?
That's a great question. A lot of it comes down to the ingredients and brand name. Some vets might recommend a specific brand based on your dog's breed or health history, which can influence the cost. Also, some heartworm medications also include protection against other parasites, which can add to the price tag.
Okay, that makes sense. It seems like there's a lot more to it than I realized. Speaking of hidden costs, I'm guessing there are expenses beyond these basics that we haven't even touched on yet.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready for some surprises. We're about to dive into the world of grooming, boarding, dental care, and all those little things that can really add up.
All right, listeners, buckle up. We're going to uncover those hidden costs of dog ownership that you need to know about. This is where things start to get interesting.
Let's start with grooming. You mentioned earlier that you were surprised by the cost of a professional haircut for a dog.
Yeah, $150 or more for a trip to the groomer. That's more than I spend on my own hair.
It can be a shock, but regular grooming is really important for your dog's health and well-being. And it's not just about looking good. Matted fur can cause skin irritation and even infections, which can lead to even bigger vet bills down the road.
So it's another one of those prevention is cheaper than cure situations.
Exactly. Now, depending on your dog's breed and coat, you could be looking at professional grooming appointments every few months. Some breeds, like poodles or Bichon Frises, require a lot more upkeep than short-haired breeds.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's say I'm picturing myself going on vacation with my pup. What about boarding costs? Those can get pretty pricey, right?
They can, especially if you're going away for an extended period. Kennels can range from $25 to $50 per night. And pet sitters can be even more expensive, like $60 to $100 per night.
Wow, so if you're gone for a week, that could easily add up to hundreds of dollars. It's like planning a whole separate vacation for your dog.
It's true, and that's just for basic care. Some boarding facilities offer extra amenities like playtime, walks, or even swimming pools for dogs, which can drive up the cost even more.
Okay, I'm starting to get a sense of how those hidden costs
Yeah.
can really impact your budget. What else should I be aware of?
Well, dental care is another area that
Yeah.
people often overlook. just like humans. Dogs need regular dental checkups and cleanings to prevent gum disease and other dental problems.
I've heard that dental chews can help with that. Are those a good alternative to professional cleanings?
Dental chews can definitely help, but they're not a replacement for professional cleanings. Think of them like brushing your teeth. It helps, but you still need to see a dentist. For a thorough checkup and cleaning, the cost of a professional dental cleaning for a dog can range from $100 to $300, depending on the complexity of the procedure.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing a pattern here. It seems like those seemingly small expenses, like grooming, boarding, and dental care, can really add up over time.
They absolutely can. We haven't even talked about things like toys, bedding, leashes, collars, and all the other essentials your dog will need.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about getting my dog a fancy memory foam bed, but now I'm starting to reconsider. Those can be pretty expensive.
It's all about finding a balance between spoiling your pup and being realistic about your budget. And speaking of budget, let's shift gears and talk about some strategies for making dog ownership more affordable.
Yes, please. After hearing all of these costs, I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed. What can I do to manage all of these expenses?
Well, first and foremost, budgeting is key. And I don't just mean casually thinking about your finances. I mean really sitting down and creating a detailed plan for how you're going to cover all of these costs.
Okay, so where do I start? What's the best way to budget for a dog?
It starts with tracking your current spending. Use a spreadsheet, a budgeting app, whatever works for you. Once you have a clear picture of where your money is going, you can start to allocate funds for your future furry friend. There are even budgeting apps specifically designed for pet owners, which can be really helpful.
Interesting. So I could literally have a dog fund category in my budget.
Exactly. And you can set up automatic transfers to that fund each month, just like you would for your savings account. That way you'll be prepared for those routine expenses and unexpected costs as they come up.
That's a great idea. It makes it feel much more manageable when you break it down like that.
Yep.
What about pet insurance? Is that something I should consider?
Pet insurance can be a smart move, especially if you're worried about those big vet bills. In case of accidents or illnesses, it can provide some peace of mind, knowing that you're protected if something unexpected happens.
Okay, I've heard of pet insurance, but I'm not really sure how it works. Can you explain it a bit?
Sure. It's basically health insurance for your dog. You pay it a monthly premium, and in return, the insurance company helps cover the costs of vet care.
So if my dog gets sick or injured, the insurance company would help pay for the vet bills.
Exactly. The amount they cover will depend on your specific policy, but it can make a big difference in those emergency situations. For example, let's say your dog needs surgery that costs $5,000. If you have pet insurance, they might cover 80% of the cost, leaving you with a much more manageable $1,000 to pay.
Wow, that's a huge relief. I can see how pet insurance could really save you a lot of money in the long run. Are there any other cost-saving strategies we should know about?
Absolutely. Remember when we talked about adoption fees? Choosing to adopt a dog from a shelter or a rescue is not only a wonderful thing to do, but it can also save you money on those initial costs.
Right, and it's a win-win situation because you're giving a dog a loving home and saving money at the same time.
Now, to make all of this more concrete, let's dive into some real-world examples to illustrate how these costs can play out in different scenarios.
Yes, let's get specific. I'm ready for some real numbers. Okay, so let's talk about those real-world examples. Earlier, we mentioned that routine vaccinations can cost anywhere from $75 to $250 per year. That seems like a pretty big range.
It is.
Yeah.
And location plays a huge role in those price differences. Vet costs in a big city like New York or Los Angeles can be significantly higher than in a more rural area.
So even within the same state, there could be big price differences.
Absolutely. It's definitely something to consider. And while we're on the topic of vet care, our sources actually included some data about lifetime vet expenses. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, according to one study, the average lifetime cost of vet care for a dog can range from $7,000 to $18,000. And that's just for routine care and common illnesses. If your dog develops a chronic condition or needs specialized treatment, those costs can skyrocket.
Wow, that's a serious chunk of change. It really puts things into perspective.
Mm.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about food. I know there are tons of different dog food options out there, from basic kibble to fancy gourmet brands. How much should I expect to spend on food each month?
Good question. It really depends on your dog's size, dietary needs, and your personal preferences. A bag of quality dry food might cost you around $20 to $50 per month.
Okay, that seems pretty reasonable. But what if I want to feed my dog something a little more high-end, like premium wet food or a raw diet?
Those options definitely exist. but they come with a higher price tag. You could easily be looking at $30 to $120 per month for premium wet food. And raw diets can be even more expensive.
So choosing the right food is about finding a balance between quality and affordability.
Exactly. You want to feed your dog a nutritious diet that meets their needs without breaking the bank. And remember, you can always talk to your vet for recommendations based on your dog's specific health and dietary requirements.
Right, of course. Okay, before we wrap things up, I want to revisit the topic of boarding. We talked about how kennels can cost $25 to $50 per night, and pet sitters can be even more expensive. Are there any other options?
There are a few alternatives you might consider. For example, you could look into dog walking services that offer overnight stays in their homes. It's like a home away from home for your pup. And it's often more affordable than traditional boarding. Or you could see if any friends or family members would be willing to watch your dog while you're away.
Those are great suggestions. I think it's important to explore all the options and figure out what works best for your dog and your budget.
Absolutely. And speaking of what's best for your dog, I think it's crucial to remember that cost is only one part of the equation when it comes to deciding whether or not to get a dog.
That's a great point. What other factors should I be thinking about?
Well, first and foremost, think about the time commitment. Dogs need daily walks, playtime, training, and lots of love and attention. Are you prepared to make that commitment?
Yes. Time is definitely a huge factor. It's not just about having the money to care for a dog. It's about having the time and energy to give them the attention and care they need.
Right. You also need to consider your lifestyle. Do you live in a small apartment or a house with a big yard? Do you travel frequently? Are you active or more laid back? All of these factors can influence whether or not a dog is a good fit for your lifestyle.
It's all about finding the right match, not just financially, but also in terms of personality and lifestyle compatibility.
Exactly. And remember, dogs are living creatures with feelings and needs. They thrive on companionship, routine, and a sense of security. Bringing a dog into your life is a big responsibility, but it's also incredibly rewarding.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one final thought you want to leave our listener with?
Now that you have a better idea of the costs involved and the commitment required, take some time to really envision what kind of life you want to create for your future dog. Think about their needs, your lifestyle, and how you can ensure they're happy, healthy, and well-loved.
That's beautiful advice. Owning a dog is an incredible experience, but it's a decision that should be made with both your head and your heart.
Well said.
So to our listener, we encourage you to continue your research, ask questions, and make the decision that's right for you. Happy Dog Parenting starts with being prepared.